Hello and welcome to today's episode of the DVCA Show. We are now just 3 weeks out from round one of the 2025-26 season, so I thought I'd have a sit down with President Grant Flack. Flacky, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Cal.
All right, so we're 3 weeks out, a lot happening in the off-season, a lot to look forward to this season. Tell us behind the closed doors of the Inner Sanctum, what's been going on?
It has been a very busy off-season. I guess having that administrative resource that we do now for 12 months of the year has kept things rolling along really well. We've got the fixtures out earlier than ever. We're really excited about the year ahead. Planning for the juniors is probably, again, well advanced, having that resource just to plan in the off-season. The committee, we got together, we did our sort of post-season reviews, put those things in place, looking for continual improvement and basically just being a good resource for the clubs to... That's what we want to be.
Well, it's a big season last season, so not only the introduction of Summer Smash, new clubs, and now invites extended to two more clubs in Old Ivanhoe and Keon Park. The wheels is going to keep going. We're going to keep seeing the shackles of old.
Yeah, we sort of, I guess, yeah, want to throw the balls up in the air and see where they land.
Yep.
Look, the success of the Summer Smash last year to go from a bit of a pilot to, oh, let's just have a bit of short-form cricket and what will we do with it? Will we play it on Saturdays? Will we not? Will we try and revamp the old NRT 20 in a different format with 100 balls? It just took off. And with the success of that and the buy-in that the clubs put into that, I think because they were based in their groups around their Shield grades, so they weren't getting drawn like a smaller club, for example, wasn't getting drawn against the powerhouse Barclay clubs and getting smoked off the park. So it gave them a really good competitive edge. And yeah, the introduction this year, the new things that we've looked at with the introduction of Keon Park and Old Ivanhoe. I know people have said, oh, where are we going to stop? We have stopped. We've closed the gates, so to speak. The clubs have been notified of that 32 Shield grade clubs. It just made sense. Once the association grew to 30 clubs, it made sense to, I guess, allow two more to come in. Not saying we got them, but clubs applied and good, strong clubs, Keon Park, Old Ivanhoe, to come across to make that, I guess, magic number of 32. And then for the clubs to vote on to go to the format from 26-27 of 32 teams into four grades. So this year there's a lot happening in that space because, yeah, to get from the three Shields this year, which will be 10, 10 and 12, to then roll into four Shield grades of eight does mean a bit of, not upheaval of such, but yeah, a bit of promotion relegation. So it is a big season on field and we're really excited to see how competitive the clubs come at us.
So I recently chatted to Jai Smith and Brett Grindle from Keon Park and then Max McLean from Old Ivanhoe, talked a bit about why they would make the jump into the DVCA, and both of them said the junior program was a really strong part of it. Of all the reasons you could have clubs wanting to come play for the DVCA, how important a one is that?
I've said it to the exec, I've said it to clubs. I think that the DVCA having the prerequisite that you must have a junior program and you must have a junior basis in your club to be in the Diamond Valley, and if you don't, you'll have a 12-month grace period, and then we'll assist you and we'll try and help you put things in place. It's the greatest thing because that's where your future of your club lies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think talking to, we had a meeting with the NMCA about their future and stuff like that, and talking to them, I can't emphasise it enough that they need to be going out to their clubs to, whether it's a prerequisite or just get a commitment from them that they will have junior programs in place because it's where your next committee member's coming from, it's where your next first 11 player's coming from. Everything comes from your juniors.
So dovetailing neatly into the next question. So in terms of exciting things ahead of this season and juniors, one of the big new introductions for the 2025-26 season is that the Summer Smash will now have a junior equivalent.
It will. So the Junior Summer Smash, I guess it came from a lot of discussions as an exec and even with clubs, but more so with Cricket Victoria. So when Cricket Victoria look at, I guess, stats and data, they throw it back to us and they say, look, this is what we interpret as. What do you do it? And if you look at, say, Boxing Day, when, say, you play a lot of cricket pre-Christmas. There's not a lot of cricket actually played after Christmas, before finals, I suppose. And there's a lot of cricket played pre-Christmas, and then you get to right before Christmas, which people tell us you're playing too close to Christmas Day, but you get to Christmas Day and we have a break. And Boxing Day, the test match starts and the big bash starts, and it's just flying. And kids are off, kids are on school holidays, but we stop, our junior programs stop. So we want to look at ways to keep those kids who aren't going away on holidays, and not every kid goes away on school holidays, not every parent can afford it now and all that sort of stuff. So we want to look at ways of keeping those kids interacted, because they're all watching the big bash, they're all watching the test, they might be going to it, they're all playing backyard cricket. How can we actually get them playing for their clubs to keep that interaction going, that when they do come back and play competitive back in the first week back in Feb, whenever it is, that there's not just four more weeks and then they drop off. So we're still working on the format of the junior summer smash. And we do think that there'll be buy-in from clubs to do that, whether it be an under 15 or an under 17 level. But it's really exciting to have that 5 to 6 week period where the kids are normally not doing any cricket, to really have them invested and still keeping their skills going, because we know that footy is encroaching a lot earlier all the time, and clubs are feeling the heat. So we want those kids to go, I'm a cricket player. And that's going to keep them interested in playing cricket.
And sponsors. So last season was the first season where the DVCA had sponsors come on board, which was, to me, a big shaking off of the concrete shoes of tradition. How are we looking this season on the sponsorship front?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I guess, look, we've always had Kookaburra, so big shout out to Kookaburra. They've been a massive supporter of the Diamond Valley over many, many years, more so from a product perspective. But yeah, we had Loan Sorted and a few others, Tonkin Legal, Greek Chapel come on board last year as well. We're really excited this year that hopefully we can really nut out more sponsors, which it's not just from a revenue raiser for us. It gives us opportunity to make sure that the levies to clubs don't go up, that we can provide resources for them to put back into their junior programs, and all those sort of things. So it is an exciting time. We're hopeful to not just name the Summer Smash, where Loan Sorted was last year. We're actually looking to name all Shield Grades as well, which could be a really exciting development.
That is a new development. Yeah, well. And the junior front, so as we introduce couple new clubs of the DVCA, we've also got the shift to the juniors of new age divisions. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, I guess it was sort of double-edged. So there was we had a lot of kids last year and a lot of clubs mentioning to us as well. We had a lot of six-year-olds who couldn't play cricket because the distance between your eligible date and it can't be more than 3 years. So to play under nines or under tens cricket, you had to be seven. Whereas we had a lot of six-year-olds who are ready. And that's a credit to clubs who have Blasters programs up and running, and they have these kids who are 4 and 5 and they do it when they're 6. But then we don't want those kids to get bored of playing Blasters cricket, just hitting a ball off a tee, that sort of thing. So we really want to encourage them to get into it. It's still non-competitive at the age of sort of 6 to be playing under 9 cricket, but it just gives them that pathway into that. It's not just hitting it around with other kids who might be 4 and 5 and you might be wearing a white shirt. You're actually more part of the club. And then the other side of that was to move up to, so we've got your 9s, 11s, 13s, 15s, and the top age will be under 17s instead of under 18s. And again, from that, we looked at that, that when you're 18, we think you should nearly be playing senior cricket. But also, they had a four-week gap every year where during exams and schoolies, we wouldn't fix your games.
Yeah.
So and not everyone has major exams. Some of them aren't even at school anymore. So they're not going away at schoolies. So this way, at under 17 level, more of them are in year 11, so there won't be a break for them. So they'll play, and the under 18s was only one day cricket, and we were seeing a lot of kids from outside the Diamond Valley coming to play in that with their friends, who they might just be picking from different clubs. But now we're really, it'll be a mix of 2 days and 1 days as well. So really exciting from both ends of the spectrum for the juniors.
Well, Grant, thank you very much for coming in and giving us expectations about the direction the DVCA is moving in this season. Now, this is normally the point where I say more cricket, more people, more often. So it's not just something I thought of. It's actually the ethos that's been guiding the DVCA in your time on the executive committee.
It has. It was just something that at a committee meeting, and someone said, is this player eligible for this? And we said yes. And that's always been my ethos just in work and in life, is to say yes and then work out why. Yep. Or work out why not. So And it just became, yes, well, why? Well, we want more people playing more cricket more often. And we just sort of, a couple of people said it, and then it just became a bit of a tagline. And now we want to roll that into another little tagline this year, which would be Cricket 24/7.
Yep.
Which is a big part of what you're doing, Callum. We're really excited from where this can go, not just from your podcasts and the success of those last year with over 2 million views and all that sort of stuff, but also to having a bit more of a junior presence. So we really want to get some junior content out. So we'll be talking to clubs to get some junior content, whether they be juniors being interviewed after games and stuff like that, or coming into the studio to spruik them and what they do on TikTok and stuff like that. It'll bypass me. But we're getting out to the clubs a lot more. That's been another key initiative that we brought in. Again, perhaps shaking those concrete boots was to be more open and transparent. And we're having our 15-minute meetings with the clubs this month. So we go to all the clubs individually because we understand that the smaller clubs, when you're in an open forum with 32 other clubs there, may not want to speak up about issues and incidents and ideas even. So we want to make sure it's a closed forum. We invite them in with their ideas, their initiatives, and it's been really well received as well. So that's what I hope that the perception of the Dime Valley is now.
Yep.
That it is not just a great place to play cricket, but it's also a great organisation that is propelling juniors and seniors and looking to grow the game in the Dime Valley and around it.
Well, if your clubs out there have ever had a good thing happen junior-wise around your club, be aware, we would love to hear about it. We would love to spruik a little bit more content from the juniors. Parents love seeing their kids 100%. have their achievements celebrated. Yeah. All right, Flaky, thank you very much for coming in, mate.
Cheers, Cal.
All right.
Looking forward to a great year ahead.
Do you want to say the sign-off for, or do you want me to do it?
More cricket.
More people.
More often. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.